right, and a very good morning to you. It's about 11:01. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio, and it's time for another Arts Spotlight, this time a production by the company Repertory Theater. They'll be doing a production, let's see, it's this weekend.
It's this weekend?
Yeah, oh my gosh, this weekend.
Opens and closes.
Yeah, there you go, at the East Bank Theater. I'm giving the correct information. There we are,
yes.
And we haven't even gotten into the details yet. So we're going to be talking about that, The Merry Wives of Windsor, which you either know as one of, 10 different operas by different composers,
exactly.
Or the actual Shakespeare original, which is where all of that comes from. Joining me in the studio, first of all, Bonnie Martin, who is acting in the production, and Jennifer Carcillo, who is on the production side of things as a member of the board of the company. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kermit.
Such
Thank you so much for having us.
Great to have you here. And I was thinking about it when Jennifer, you contacted me about it. And when you said Merry Wives of Windsor, my mind actually jumped to the music side of things,
as mine does too.
Although there's so many, the ones that most people know. But then you think of operas like Falstaff, there are different Falstaffs too. And there's a beautiful opera by Ray Vaughan Williams, and right. all of that.
It's just such a great story.
It is, and it's a comedy. And you guys were talking a little bit off mic about the Lucille Ball. Ethel approach. We'll talk a little bit about that because I know, Bonnie, that's how you kind of see the things. But I think when a lot of people think of Shakespeare, they don't necessarily think that, although he wrote great comedies.
He did. As Bonnie was saying, he was the originator of the sitcom. So, Bonnie, take it away.
Yes, I always thought of Shakespeare comedy as the seed to the modern-day sitcom. And this show in particular, I'll be honest, even though I got a degree in English, I did not know this story. And so when Patty asked me to do this, I was so scared of it. And now I am absolutely in love with this show and with everybody involved in it. And I can't thank Patty enough for giving me the opportunity to do this. It's such an act of love for our community.
Yeah, she's referencing Patty Reeves Stuckey, who is our director for this show.
Excellent. And a past teacher of my son.
And two of mine.
And two of yours. So a lot of influence on the artistry, the acting community in this area. So talk specifically, you're talking about the it being a comedy and all that, but a brief synopsis of the story, if you would.
I would love to. I kind of think of this not just as a Lucille Ball episode, but also Monty Python. So fans of both of those types of comedy are going to love this. It centers around Falstaff, a character who apparently Elizabeth the First was so enamored with that legend has it that she commissioned this play.
Yep.
And this character is played by the absolutely magnificent Donovan Rowe, and he is pursuing a relationship with me. I play Mistress Ford, and my friend, Mistress Page, who's played by Amy Greenhalgh, who is also brilliant. And she's the Ethel to my Lucy. Master Ford, my husband, is appropriately played by Rick Stovall, who's the Ricky to my Lucy. And then we have, of course, Master Page, who's played by Gordon Christie, and he's very supportive of all of Ricky's antics, just as Fred Mertz would be. So
he really is.
Yeah,
yeah. He plays that role great.
and Falstaff is of course,
he's a rogue.
He's chasing both you guys.
Oh yes, and so he doesn't realize we're such good friends and that we compare notes, and so we decide to have a little fun with him. And it's really great entertainment.
Yeah. And it's so timeless. I mean, really, this is like turning the tables on these internet scammers and people looking for love and being really burned by that.
Gosh, I didn't even think about that parallel. Yeah. That's amazing.
It could very well be. So the production, though, isn't set in its historical time. It's not an Elizabethan setting. It is set when?
It is set in the 1950s. So we just wanted something that was more relatable to those who haven't seen Shakespeare before, and something different for those who had. And so Patty decided that we're going to set this in the 50s, and I just think it's a great idea. So we have fun costumes. We've got some original costume pieces from the 1950s, and I'm so excited to see it in its entirety. Tonight, actually, we're having a preview night for our largest corporate donor, who is Rose Stone Wealth Advisors. So we're having a special preview night like they do on Broadway with a big reception. Ooh, okay. For them. Right. So yeah, nice. It'll be a private performance. And then we open on Friday night, 7 o'clock, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. But I'd love to tell you a little bit about the production team and what we've been doing.
Yeah, well, so this is the company which has been around for many, many years, but in recent times not much has been going on, at least that I've been aware of. So right. This was exciting when you contact me. It's like, the company? Really? They're performing?
Exactly.
This is great. Because exactly. It was always a very good repertory group.
Yes, absolutely. So we were founded in 1994 by mm-hmm. local acting legends Mary Joris, Richard Fulmer, Pam Captain, and Richard King. And we have no staff now. We are run by an all-volunteer board of about 15 people and a founder's honorary board, which includes Ginger Fulmer, also another uh-huh. acting legend, and two of our founders. And one thing that's unique about company repertory theater is that we not only pay our directors, like most community theaters in town, but we pay an honorarium to all of our cast and crew. We're just trying to set an example. I mean, we're just a tiny micro nonprofit, but we firmly believe that actors and stage workers should be compensated in some way. I mean, just to show our appreciation, and that's first and foremost in our mind on our board. And then also, we want to help creatives live and thrive right here in the SBC so that they don't have to go elsewhere to get paid work. So that's a really important feature of company rep. And we also have an outreach component, which, you know, I hope Bonnie will join us on soon. We call it Theater Eclectic. And in that program, we take one or two actors and we bring them into retirement villages, specialized care units, or other places where traditionally the residents aren't able to get to the theater
right.
by themselves.
And that's been going on for a while.
That
too.
Has been
right,
going on.
Right, because my
that,
mom was yes, part of that when she first moved to town.
Exactly, exactly. Aww. So there's been lots going on behind the scenes, but I don't think company repertory theater had done a lot of main stage productions. So now we're doing main stage productions in conjunction with our incredible partners at Bossier Arts Council. Mm-hmm. Brittany Pope, their executive director, has been just wonderful co-producer with me. And we perform at East Bank Theater, right. where East Bank Theater has a wonderful board of directors who are very supportive. And we just feel they are indispensable to helping us put on main stage programs for mm-hmm. both of our communities in Shreveport and Bossier.
That's and it's a very it's a really very nice. It's an intimate theater.
It is. There are no bad seats.
That is absolutely correct. There have been many productions there over time, but you know that yeah. whole area, of course, now is transformed.
That's right. And one of the things I want to mention to you is that if you patronize any of the restaurants in the East Bank Theater District up and down that street, mm-hmm. you can bring in your alcoholic or non-alcoholic drinks, and we'll also sell concessions. We're going to sell 50s style candies and things like that. But you can also bring your drinks from there. So that's kind of fun. And one other thing I want to mention in relation to Shakespeare. So company repertory theater has always had a program with bringing Shakespeare into the schools, but now we're starting a new program. It's going to be revamped for next spring semester, and it's now entitled Shakespeare Gets Schooled.
Oh.
So that'll be a fun interactive program for kids. So we're really excited for that.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
That's amazing.
How do people get tickets?
So, BAC is in charge of tickets. They are selling tickets on Zephy.com, and I believe I sent you a link to that, so maybe you could put that on your
when
website.
When I post this.
Yes, that would be great. Yeah, so Zephy.com, if you look up Merry Wives of Windsor, put in some keywords, East Bank Theater, that kind of thing, I think it'll come up. At least it did for me.
It'll pop up. And I know the company also has a Facebook page.
We do. We have a Facebook page. We have a companyrep.org is our website. And so, yeah, we can get tickets there.
Is there a phone number to call for additional information or tickets?
Pardon me?
Is there a phone number to call?
There is not. We're just doing it online.
Just doing it
online.
But
you could call Bossier Arts Council and they'll set you up. But if you go to our website, it'll link you straight to the tickets.
Okay. All right. And that was company.org?
Companyrep.org.
Companyrep.org.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's very good. And the production is, again, this weekend. Is it three performances?
It is.
All right. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday night. Yes.
All right. That's terrific.
We can't wait to see you there.
Oh, it'd be a great date night. Nobody needs football. I mean,
exactly.
This is so much better than a football game.
That's right. You can record football. You can't record live theater. So
there's no important games this weekend anyway.
that's marvelous. Anything else you want to add about the production?
I just wanted to add my appreciation for the cast and crew. I mean, they are so fantastic. Bonnie touched on it a little bit, that they really have clicked. Mm-hmm. And they're so supportive of each other. I see all the group chats and I am in awe. And we have a combination of stage veterans and film actors and people who are fairly new to theater. I saw Bonnie in Fiddler. And was that your first production?
Oklahoma last year was my first community theater production, and I had a tiny part, and then Fiddler, I had a tiny part. And so whatever possessed Patty to put me in a major role, I don't know.
She asked me about it too, and I said, yes, bring her on. And I tell you, Bonnie is an absolute natural. So this is the kind of talent that we want to foster and hopefully bring forth to future productions.
Naturally goofy from years of watching I Love Lucy.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that is The Merry Wives of Windsor this weekend. The performances are at the East Bank Theater. It's the Company Repertory Theater. Jennifer Carcillo, Bonnie Martin, I want to thank you both for coming on the air.
It's been our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Kermit.
Thank you so much.
And break a leg, as they say.
Thank you.
And if you're with an organization and you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, get in touch with us, 800-552-8502. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.